Once every 2 to 3 years, I go to a psychic.
Like when Fran directs her bad energy toward me, I just block her.
I feel like brands nowadays try so hard to be inclusive, but it's okay for some things to be exclusive.
There's endless opportunity out there, and it took me taking risks and believing in myself to actually find opportunities that suited what I was really wanting. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the pod. Just us again today because we have no guests, but that's fine. Honestly,
someone told us we looked tired in our last podcast, so we put makeup on and tried to look pretty.
Yeah, I put double concealer on today, and I'm using this new Laura Mercier translucent blur powder. So hopefully my dark circles aren't as bad, because literally someone was like, "You guys look exhausted last episode," but.
Thank you for talking about burnout. I'm like, yeah, we can definitely see it on our face that we're burnt out. But anyways, good vibes, good mood today.
Do you have any updates of the week? You're in a good mood?
Yeah, kind of. What are my updates of the week? Not really. We had your birthday, which was fun. Everyone got litty.
I got blackout. I haven't gone blackout in a hot minute, and I'm not even afraid to say it. I usually would be like, I don't want to say this on the internet, but like, I don't care. I got blackout, but the thing about me is when I drink... Okay, I didn't get blackout. I remember everything. But when I drink, everyone always says, are you drunk? Are you even drunk? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm literally so effed up right now. Like, you don't understand. But I don't act it. I'm not saying that to be a pick me, choose me. Like, I seriously don't. Like, you won't
act. You act it to me in private. And then, like, when you go back downstairs, like, you put on a face. Like, upstairs, when you pulled me up, you were, like, a little bit.
Like, what? What do you mean?
Like, just the things that you say, like, when you, like, were talking to me. Like, you can tell that you were drunk. I'm not going to repeat it, but just, like, things that you say. You can kind of like tell, but I think it's because whenever people, I'm like that too, when I'm around people or like a lot of people, I don't act it either, because it's like I kind of know that people are around me, kind of thing, if that makes sense. I don't know, like it's just like internal. Then when I go home or the second I look into a mirror in the bathroom, I'm like, holy fuck, like you're
no, the second you are, people leave, I just muck food. Like I just muck.
Yeah, we muck, I muck McDonald's when I got back home.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyways, it was fun times. Haven't celebrated my birthday in that sort of way in a while. So that was cool. Although I have been getting quite a few gray hairs, and I don't know if that's because of my age, which isn't even old at all, but I really like am finding a lot, and it's kind of like scary. Like for real.
I think it's not scary.
Like, it is to me. Like I know people will be like, oh, that's so vain, but it's just the truth. Like, honestly, it's just a truth because I personally, like, still feel 18 most days.
You know, you guys are saying that, like, at that.
Yeah. Like, I think your friend was like, how does it feel to be 27? Like, you're 3 years to 30. I was like, I don't know. I don't really care. Like, I just don't feel, like, there's not really a huge difference for me other than the responsibilities I have, obviously. But my early 20s to now, other than responsibilities, I don't really physically feel that difference. Yeah. So, like, when you start seeing gray hairs and stuff, you're like, that's like an actual physical sign like that you're aging. So you're like,
yeah, I guess.
So I was like, holy shit. But anywho.
What are the weekly updates? I don't really have much else. Just been working. That's it.
I read this article that it was a pandemic study. And I know it's like no one wants to talk about the pandemic anymore. But it basically analyzes and says, I should probably pull it up because I'm just like reiterating it right now. But basically, the years that the pandemic went on, like that it was actually considered a pandemic, which is like 2 to 3 years, like 2020 to 2022, yeah. Basically. Those years, whatever ages you were, are it's kind of like a chunk of your life that's missing, kind of. So like this girl was saying, I always thought that if you were a senior in high school, it would be the worst age to be during the pandemic because like how could you go to university and do it online? But she was like, if you were in your mid-20s, that was probably the worst time.
I was mid-20s.
No, you weren't. You were early 20s. Now you're mid-20s.
Okay.
I went into the pandemic at 23, which is younger than you are right now. And I came out of it 26. So if you think about that, that's literally my mid-20s where you're allowed to be the most reckless, where you're allowed to like go and do all this stuff, travel, do all these things.
Allowed though. You can do that anytime in your life.
No, I know, but it's just like pivotal years. Those mid-20s, like as you're like starting to like really take on responsibility, you start to probably like actually have money to travel and do all these things. We're not like the same for people that were in that stage of their life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can make it up in like other years.
Yeah, I know though. At the same time, when I think about it, I'm like, holy fuck, like I like, what would I have done? Like, I wonder the experiences I would have had, but maybe we wouldn't have had the podcast, you know, because maybe we wouldn't have had time to sit down and think about, like, what do we want to do with this time?
That's true.
Anyways, I thought that was interesting.
I want to talk about something. So I had a psychic reading because I once every like...
Oh, yeah, that's an update. Why don't you talk a bit about...
Yeah, I am. Once every 2 to 3 years, I go to a psychic. I'll shout her out. Her name's Karen Fiorucci. I may be butchering that, but she's a conscious intuitive, I think she's called. Oops. And so I go to her, and this topic of conversation was to do with kind of like loved ones that like, or who have any messages for me. Cause like I asked my nana came through, she ended up coming through. That's personal.
I won't get too much into it. Okay, never mind. Go.
What?
Nothing. Go. I want to see if you say it.
What?
Go.
No, I'm not going to say what my psychic reading was about. Like,
I just thought, like, when you said that someone's coming through and she said that there was a man that was, like, young, but not really, I was like, who the heck is that?
Yeah, so there was a man who had, like, a nice full head of hair who, like, was not, like, old, but wasn't young, and, like, was kind of paler skin and kept, like, pointing ahead of me. Like, he was behind me and just kept, like, pointing, like, in front of me. And I was like, I don't...
Which friend, like...
I'm like, I don't know anyone...
It's a bit
like,
haunted.
No, it wasn't a bad spirit. And I'm like, I don't know anyone who's died though. Like, I don't know any men. He goes, it's not like who you were, or I'm like, I wasn't close to any like of the males who died. And she's like, it's not who you're closest to. It's who like you have that soul connection with. Like, who do you feel that connection with? I thought it could have been like my nana when he was younger, maybe. Don't know. But anyways, my nana came through. And then we were talking. I was like, you know, I just feel like I'm in kind of like this rut and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you have victim mentality right now. And I heard that word and it kind of triggered me because I was like, I don't like that word. First of all, that word just kind of like gives me...
That's funny that she said that.
I know, but the word rubs me the wrong way. Like, I don't like the word victim mentality. Like, the word victim in the same sentence as mentality, like, rubs me the wrong way. But anyways, I won't get into that. But she was like, you have victim mentality and you can't have victim mentality. And I was, as she was explaining to me, she's like, you know, a lot of things are happening to you right now that are external that you may feel like are out of your control. So when things do happen that are in your control, but like don't go the way that you want it to, you're kind of like, ugh, obviously this will happen to me. Like always bad things happen to me. Or like the universe is out to get me. Or like blah, 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 blah. And that's, I find myself doing that a lot. Like when there's a series of events that bad things happen to me, I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, of course it's happening to me. Like I'm in a bad cycle or like bad things always happen to me. And then she's like, you need to stop having victim mentality because when you do, you're almost accepting bad things in your life and you're also not taking accountability for the bad things that go wrong because you're kind of just sitting back and like, yeah, of course it's happening. You know what I mean? So you're not really finding solutions to your problems. You're kind of just like being lazy with it because you have this mentality of like, I'm victim. Like it just happens to me anyways. So I kind of want to talk about that because since I've shifted my mentality to like this, I guess, I don't want to say victim, but maybe to like, lack mindset or mindset of like everything bad happens to me to kind of like everything good happens to me, I've actually seen a shift, even if bad things are happening to me externally that I can't control.
Yeah, because I think that the bad things that the quote unquote bad things that are happening to me aren't really happening to me. They're happening around me. And the only thing that's happening to me is the way that I choose to react to those things. So if somebody's like fucking me over in some way, shape or form, and I'm like, that person's doing it to me, like technically they're directing that bad energy towards me, but I can't control that. The only thing I can control is how I react to those things.
Yeah,
like when Fran directs her bad energy toward me, I just block her. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's what I'm talking about though. You're kind of missing the point.
Like, no, but that was a joke, huh?
It's not funny. Fuck. And also what relates back to what the Untethered Soul talks about with don't take everything serious, like personally or seriously. And once you kind of combine the two, like not having this mentality of like, oh, poor me, everything happens to me. And like, don't take anything personally. It actually shifts. And she's like, watch your mentality or your life and just like the way you kind of perceive things shift in like a week. If you just like change this or like she said, I've been doing this thing. I might sound kind of like cringy, but it's called a dear universe prayer.
Is it a purple book?
No. Like she like told me to like,
oh,
every
is that
night
a purple book. That's a dear universe prayer.
Oh, really?
It's like, it's every emotion that you could feel. And then at the end of every emotion, it's a prayer to the universe about that emotion. Like you say, dear universe. And then you read the passage. It's literally like a Bible, but to the universe.
Yeah. She kind of just said like, do a dear universe prayer. So every like morning when you wake up, the first thing you do, so you're the universe to God, to your higher angels, to whatever. And be like, today I'm going to have a good day because today, you know, I deserve this because, and I'm going to get this because, and so you're not being desperate about it. You're just like saying like, you know what? I'm not going to be like a victim. I'm going to have a good day and this is going to happen, blah, blah, blah. So I've been doing that. And like, it actually shifts your mindset because I feel like when you're in the mindset of like poor me or like a lack mindset, everything in your life, you pinpoint what's wrong in your relationships and your friendships and your work. Like you just pinpoint things that like, oh, of course this would happen or this would happen.
But I feel like you kind of still do that. Like today you and I were having a conversation. You're like, about something. You're like, it's done. It's not happening. And like, I'm just like, but you do that often. Like
for that's real. Why she was saying to me though, that's why sometimes situations might feel worse than what they are because you are quite literally taking it and making it so personal rather than kind of like finding a solution to the problem or shifting your perspective. And I feel like that's also like, I'm not dating, like I'm in a relationship, I'm not single, but I feel like when you're also dating somebody and you have that victim mentality of like, oh, guys just use me or I'll never find a good guy or like all guys are trash or like, oh, this guy ghosts me or he always ghosts me. Like you attract that. And then the mentality, like you're attracting that. And then the mentality that you have towards like guys or dating is always that like dating sucks or like I'm worthless kind of thing.
Yeah, because people like that, that's why people are like, oh, I have to work on myself before I go and date people. Because if you're just blaming the people that you're dating, I mean, like all guys are dicks. It's like, that's obviously not true. Mm-hmm. And if you have that mentality going into dating, and you're never going to find someone. Cause like, that's always in the back of your head. Instead, you should work on yourself and how you choose to react to situations when a guy's being a dick. You set boundaries. And I'm saying this as if it's so easy. I know it's not, but no, it's just not. Like,
I slipped up today. I was like, oh, it's 7:04. Like we're done. We're not.
She sent me something that we're trying to achieve. And she was like, it's done. It's done. And I'm like, can you like, we don't even know what it is. I did a little bit of research, realized it's not done. And she's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So I want to ask you maybe what is one aspect of your life where you feel like you've had victim mentality or that you can have like a better perspective on that you actively realize like, hey, this is something that I need to have a better perspective on in order to kind of shift my mindset of like lack and like, oh, poor me, everything's against me to like taking control of the situation.
I would say before it would have been like, no, that's not true, I guess. Yeah. Before it would have been like career opportunities. I would be like, oh my God, like I know I'm so smart and I have all these good qualities, but like, why do I keep ending up in situations where I'm not happy? Like what? Like there's nothing for me out there. But then we'll get into this later because I want to tell a story. But then I shifted my perspective and realized that like, There's endless opportunity out there. And it took me taking risks and believing in myself and like my capabilities rather than just saying that I'm so good at everything to actually find opportunities that suited what I was really wanting. Now, I think a lot of like, I don't know if I don't really want to say it, but I mean, I say poor me with a lot of personal matters and like stress from family situations and things like that. I'm just like, oh, like, why do I need to go through this? Why do I need to deal with this? But like today, even I recognize like I had a moment of like gratitude today and like inner peace, which honestly, I know I've been preaching this, but I really think yoga is helping me with this because like
she said yoga and being in nature are like the two most healing things that you can ever do in your life, like to shift your mindset and just to be in peace with
yourself. I told you.
But she even said like while you're driving, while you're walking, look at nature, like look at the leaves change from green to brown and kind of just connect, like things are changing, things die and things like change color because there's like a reborn change in color. It's going to be winter. The leaves are going to fall off.
Yoga,
and then you regain those leaves eventually. And it's kind of like it relates to life in every single way.
In yoga, once you're done in Shavasana, which is like the pose where you're lying down, you usually roll onto your right side
or whatever, right?
Yeah, which signals rebirth. And like after you come out of the class, like anyways, my point is I actually think things like that have helped not really change my mindset, but like allow me to have like a sense of tranquility and peace within me when I'm tackling situations where I'd otherwise be like, oh my God, poor me, like, and like start acting on emotion. I still do from time to time, but I literally had a moment today as I was walking into this podcast. After I was on the phone with someone and I started hearing some like shitty things. I could have been like, oh my God, like, why do I need to deal with this again? But I was walking outside. I was just breathing in the crisp air. And I was like, you know what? Like, there's nothing that I can do in this moment. I might as well just walk in this podcast and like do what I need to do instead of sitting here and like dwelling in it and being like, poor me, and I'll tackle it later. So
I think the main thing is like, you can feel bad for yourself at first certain periods of time, but stop feeling bad for yourself is basically what she was saying to me. Like, obviously like things are happening and like it's sad or whatever, but like you just stop feeling bad for yourself because again, if you're in that lack or like victim mindset, like it's just going to kind of like attract and it's going to spiral and tornado. So that's something that I kind of learned this week that I've been trying to practice.
Yeah. And I also hate when people say like, stop playing the victim, because sometimes like you do feel
you are that though.
Who?
Sometimes you are like not the victim, but sometimes you are the like unfortunate person in a situation.
But that's what I'm saying. Like there's been so many times where I'm talking to someone and they'll be like, okay, well just suck it up or like, just do this. It's like, it's just like, sometimes I want to be like, but no, like, do you realize the things that are happening around me? It's more so like, I just want to like vent sometimes and be like, yeah, these things are happening around me. And like, I kind of am the unfortunate person in this situation. And I hate when people will be like, okay, like you have victim mentality. You know, like, I don't like that word either, to be honest. I say lack mindset because I've recognized when I have a lack mindset, I don't think I'm a victim, because I also think that like saying victim is like,
you're downplaying other like sorts of
actual victims.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like, why I don't like victim mentality.
Either. I don't ever think I've been a victim in any situation. I definitely think I've had lack mindset and just.
Or like poor me. I just say like poor me, like a poor me mindset. But anyways, that was my little learning of this week after that call that I'm trying to be like apply to my life.
Yeah. So you want to talk about inclusivity with Victoria's Secret?
Do I?
Just say it.
So basically, Victoria's Secret's rebranding. Okay. So like, you know, when I was younger, I used to fucking love watching the VS fashion shows. Like, did you ever watch them?
I never got into it.
I loved it. I just love seeing like the out of this world models and like the pretty lingerie. And like, there was something captivating about like these girls looking like out of this world beautiful and like presenting like pretty clothing. And like, I remember the 2005 one, like I was young, like I had my little TV in like my Scooby-Doo room and I was watching it. I'm like, oh my God, but this is so kind of cool thing, whatever. Like, I want to be pretty.
I haven't watched it in years.
Cause it hasn't been in years. So yeah, they're like rebooting and they made a 2023 Victoria's Secret fashion world tour documentary. And the whole point of like this rebranding is to kind of like now have the narrative of like inclusivity, right? Like, oh, our models now, they're all inclusive, like everyone's inclusive, and we're trying to change the narrative of like
what a Victoria's Secret model should look like.
Yeah, or like when you think of no longer being like, it's not being like hot anymore, it's just being like a woman kind of thing, which like people are like, you should have done that years ago. Like, you're kind of like,
yeah, it's to be honest, I almost think, I guess the damage is done isn't the right way to put it, but when you tell me Victoria's Secret, I immediately think of like that's that the Candace, thing. So that people blonde are Candace model.
Kind of like taking two sides now. Like, are you just doing it as a ploy to like, look at us, like we're like with times.
Hopping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, with the times now. Or is it kind of just like should you have just stuck with what the branding? And I feel like this girl on TikTok was like, I feel like brands nowadays try so hard to be inclusive, but it's okay for some things to be exclusive. So, for example, like, not everybody can get, she made this example, not everybody can get into Harvard for a reason. I can't get into, I'm a smart person, but, like, I can't get into Harvard.
But that doesn't,
not everybody
but
can
that's
like,
different.
No, listen, this is the point she made. Not everybody can, like, not everyone can try out for a professional team and make the team, even if, like, you're amazing at soccer. Not, you can't get the opportunity. Not everybody can own, like, a luxury brand bag. And if you do, and you see everybody of, like, wealth of status, or everybody, no matter if, like, you're homeless or super, super rich, carrying, like, I don't know, a Christian Dior or a Louis Vuitton bag, or they're handing out to everybody, it loses a value kind of thing. Like, it's exclusive thing.
But
so she's like, being a Victoria's Secret model or being a Victoria's Secret angel should be exclusive, because those are things that are legit, like women that are kind of out of this world beautiful, that like,
it's I do not agree with that.
That's what I was going to say. Because, like, do you agree
with
that?
No, because the examples you gave are things that depend on like socioeconomic status, pretty much. Like, if you
not
have the
Harvard, that's not so, that's intelligence.
That one would be like the amount of genius you are. I don't fucking know. You know,
no, that's not.
That's not being exclusive though. Okay, listen.
It is exclusive though. Ivy schools are exclusive to only people who are the smartest people. So they're saying that VS fashion show should be exclusive to only the most prettiest people in the world.
Okay, but that's a different thing, because you can't, like, the way that you're born, like, I don't know how to explain what I mean, but Harvard doesn't. Okay, actually, I don't know this for a fact, because I've heard some shit about Harvard being kind of selective with their process. But let's not use Harvard as an example. Let's use like the other things that you said, like luxury items, or what was the other thing you said?
Like playing professional,
that's all based on skill. Like there's a wide, okay. Can I speak? There's a wide range of body shapes and sizes that can carry Christian Dior bags or go to Harvard or like the Victoria's Secret fashion.
Is being diverse so different than being exclusive? Is what kind of like the argument, like is like the thing.
But I don't understand this word exclusive and inclusive. You're using it synonymously with diverse, or that person is using, because by being inclusive, I'm assuming that Victoria's Secret is saying that they want plus size models, that they want people that are more curvy. Because again, when I think of a Victoria's Secret model, I think of Candace Swanepoel or whatever her name is.
That's what people are saying. Like, so should we just leave it to that now? Like, should we just leave?
I don't think you should leave it to that, because you're comparing it to other things that are exclusive based on the amount of money you have or how smart you are. I think you should leave it to that, because like, it just looks like you're trying too hard right now to fit in. And maybe Victoria's Secret creates a whole new line or a whole new brand, sub-brand that is more inclusive.
Yeah, not only that, or even just like, I know they have campaigns
Because like, I don't know, like for me, I don't look like a Victoria's Secret model. Like I don't have like that body. So like, I would never be able to audition, try out and make it. So like if I was a model and I have the body I have and like I look the way I look, I wouldn't think, I don't know. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I would almost be like, okay, you're just doing it now. Like, I don't even feel good about this now. Now I just feel like I'm just thrown in, and it's like, okay, you're different.
That's what people are saying. So people are saying, should it have just been exclusive? Like just VS Angels, like whatever, like you stick to that kind of stature.
I don't like the word exclusive, because it's like exclusive to a certain type of like,
well, that's what it is, though. All the VS Angels kind of look...
But that's kind of like the same argument with Disney. Like, why are they changing? Remember when we were talking about, why are you trying to, like... It just looks like you're forcing it. And it honestly doesn't feel genuine. That's the issue.
I feel like there's different ways. Like, example, campaigns, like, to be, like, you know, obviously different body types and diversity and all that. But, like, I personally think what's on the rim of a Victoria's Secret when you walk in the mall should be the VS Angels. Like, I just, like, it's like... If they're going to rebrand, people are almost, again, going to kind of be like, hey, turned off by it almost. Like, this should have been done years ago. I think it's fine
to rebrand, but if we're talking about the Victoria's Secret fashion show, and, like, now they're trying to just, like, I don't know.
Did you see it? I saw clips. It's, like, the most random weird shit. Like, people are in unitards, like, being weird. Like, it's weird.
They're trying to be, like, artsy, like New York Fashion Week vibes, but that's not what they are. Like, just wear the lingerie with the fucking wings and get on with it. But yeah. I get it. Like, I personally would love to see different body types in the Victoria's Secret like lingerie, because again, I personally don't look like a Victoria's Secret angel. So watching that fashion show, I don't go, like I would look good in that. I actually don't know. So seeing different body types, I think would be like amazing. Yeah. But again, does it feel a little bit forced at this point after so long?
I don't think it would have if they did that. A fashion show, a walk with different body types.
So then
diversity.
What are we talking about?
This documentary of like random people are featured, like Doja Cat's in it, and people are like, what? And it's weird. It's not like, it's very trying hard to be different, very hard to like keep the times kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it is a touchy subject. I personally would love to see on a runway like different body types in the Victoria's Secret stuff, because like...
I think this is the last one though. I don't know. I just saw a TikTok and want to talk about it, but yeah.
Well, it's impossible to make every single person fit into the same box and same niche interests.
Yeah.
Those are Fran's notes from our Google Doc. I want to talk about the societal pressures on our financial decisions that have been, at least for me, more prevalent now than ever, as I'm actually starting to make more purchases because like there's a new place we moved into, and like, I don't know, I kind of want to get a new car because I've had my car since like, I literally have had my car since I graduated high school. Like it needs to go. And I don't know, like, you know, when you start to make more money, you want to buy like nicer clothes and things like that. But I've been like, the way I think about it now is that like, we've been like, how do I say this? We've been oversaturated with social media, with like all these influencers, with their like aesthetic pictures of their fucking coffee counters and bar carts that look so nice and aesthetic. And when you actually think about it, they're not functional at all. Like it's actually not functional. It just looks good. And it's so expensive. And that's how I've been like living in my head. When I go to HomeSense, when I go to all these places, I literally have a picture in my mind of these like aesthetic people that like show off their houses and things. And it's actually a struggle for me because like the lamp next to my bed for example, is not cute. It's not a cute lamp, but it's like an amazing fucking light that has all these different buttons. And like, you can like, and I look at it and I'm like, every day I'm like, that's so ugly. I need to change it. I need to get one of those like clay lamps. But it's like, do I? It's like, do I really? And it's like,
you and fucking a million other people in the world like have that clay lamp. Like, why not just be different and but use you know, your but, desk lamp?
Okay. Yes. I know.
No, I know what you mean, because my room is like, I have in my calendar for the last 3 months, like buy furniture for room, Amazon finds for room, update room. And I don't do it. And I'm like, why am I not doing this?
Because your gut really doesn't want you to.
I don't
want
to spend money on two glass vanity dressers I don't fucking need, or my freaking pumpkin pillow. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, my room's basic and it's like not the greatest room. I don't even have a bed frame. Like, it's just very functional. I'm not trying, again, I'm not shitting. Oh my God. Not shitting on anybody who has an aesthetic room, because like, I look at that, I'm like, shit, like I want that for myself. I just can't bring myself to do it, because I know in the back of my mind, I'm like, eh, do I want to spend money on like this if I don't really need it, kind of thing?
It's more so I wish that like more people, maybe even like myself, like I think that like the furniture I have and like the things I've been buying, they look cute, but like I always want more. Like, I never think it's enough. I'm always like, oh, I need that fucking...
Amazon storefront has me on a chokehold with my money. Like, when I see people like...
Who's Amazon storefront?
Anybody who's like aesthetic on Instagram, and they're like, check my Amazon storefront. And I go and it's like bedroom, it's all these pieces. I'm like, oh my God, like I didn't get this for next paycheck. Or like, oh my God, like I got to get this for my room.
Yeah, but it's like,
or
do you need it, and is it functional?
No, but not everything has to be functional you spend money on. I don't
know. But I actually think that we should be showing though more functionality in people's households rather than just like aesthetic.
It's not only households too. Even fall fashion is a huge thing that I feel pressured to like... I have so many turtlenecks and like fall sweater dresses, and like even like in my calendar for next week, I'm like fall shopping.
I'm convinced I need to go on a full on shopping spree.
Because everyone's like, okay, everybody, it's time to switch up your fashion and like go get your fall wardrobes and capsule.
But I guarantee basics. You, I'm gonna wear the same Playboy sweater that I've been wearing since literally 2020 with my fucking Zara vest over it for most of fall. That's what I'm gonna end up doing. I'm gonna buy all these new things because I feel like I need to buy them. And that's what I mean by like,
don't get me wrong though, it's nice to like do that. And like,
no, I know, but I just mean that like, I think that we need to hone in on like the things that we basically what I'm saying is, how do you hone in on what you want versus what you think you want? Because social media is literally making you feel like you want.
The 3-day rule. That's what I've been doing. You see it like, oh my God, like I want that. And then you think about another day and you look back at it, you're like, okay, maybe I still want it. And the third day, if you like really, really want it, get it. If you're kind of like, that's what I do all the time. And so it actually helps me weave out what I actually want and what I don't want. I made an impulse purchase yesterday. I have 4 Halloween costume ideas sitting in my Shein cart and Amazon cart. I think I have OCD with Halloween. Like, it's I don't even know.
It's kind of weird.
I don't even know where I'm going. And I'm picking out my Halloween costume.
Yeah, like, where are you going?
Don't know. But I bought a costume on Amazon.
Yeah, it came in size large.
No, it wasn't that. It's Velma costume. It's really cute, actually. Well, maybe I'll be Velma. But I have 3 other ones in my Shein cart that I guarantee you tomorrow I'm going to press, like, buy on.
But why? Like,
it's weird. It's weird. That's something that I'm weird about. It's like, Halloween, that sounds so, like, immature. But I love Halloween. And, like, TikTok makes me want to buy things for Halloween. Even my room. Like, oh, it's fall and I love Halloween. Like, let's get some pumpkin pillows. And it's like, but do like...
Yeah, but like, seriously, go to the dollar store. Like, honest, I was at HomeSense and they have the same sorts of things at home. Like, I was at HomeSense.
Pillows at Dollarama?
Huh?
Pumpkin pillows at Dollarama?
Yeah, you know all the like fall decor in my house is from Dollarama, right?
But like, I want like pumpkin pillows and...
So just get a... Don't get an actual pumpkin pillow. Order plain pillows on Amazon for like $30, comes in like a pack of 5. And then you get a pumpkin pillow cover from Amazon. You just cover it over that pillow. And then you can use that pillow forever with different covers.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my tip. Discount hack.
But yeah, that's what I find. Clothes, furniture, and like making like my space look aesthetic, because I feel like I can't film. Like, when I film things for our TikTok, I'm like, ew, it looks ugly. And like, no one's going to watch this because it's like, nah, fucking.
That's how, actually, I don't feel like that way anymore. But
no, I do. My room's not like the most, our bathrooms aren't the most like aesthetic. But it's like, why not? Like, that's a real, I mean, you know?
I also feel like when it comes to this money conversation, that's something I've been reflecting on right now is like, you know, as we're kind of like more settled in our careers and like we've seen like, how money can flow in and out of your life. I want to know if you've ever experienced a moment where you received an influx of money. It doesn't have to be like a huge amount. And like, how did it make you feel when you actually saw this money like come to you? Because I always think about like how people need to talk about relationship with money more, because Some people are obsessed with it and it literally could destroy your life. And I'm not afraid to say that, like, I really like money and I think about it often, but I also have been thinking about, how do I actually feel when influxes of money come in? Does anything change? I'm literally sitting here. If someone were to give me $1 million cash right now, what changes? Absolutely. Like, think about that way.
Like, your choice, like, thing with me being
in the present moment, I'm saying, pretend you're in the present moment and someone gives you $1 million. What changes? Like, you still have a boyfriend who loves you. You still have a podcast room that you're sitting. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, in the present moment, nothing is changing. So it's like,
my mind goes automatically to spending. Like, I have a problem, I think, of impulse. But, like, my mind will go to, okay, book a vacation, shopping spree, and appointments for my hair and this and that and that and the other. Like, that's, I think, where my, like, obviously, I'm nothing really changes. Like, I'm still me and I still have things, whatever. I think for me, it's like that sense of, like, okay, a little bit of a security blanket. I can spend a bit more. Then I get anxious. Like, how much do I spend? How much should I save? How much should I do this? And I'm like, oh my God, I got to open up this account and that account. Like, when I get that influx of money, that's what I think about. What am I investing in? What do I save now? What do I spend now? What goes where? Like, I kind of almost get overwhelmed with it, but also, like, excited to spend it. But you're right. Like, nothing really changes on the inside, or
I'm talking about it more from, like, a spiritual level. I know, like, realistically, you get an influx of money, you should be, like, we should be having that financial literacy and education with, like, okay, where is it exactly going to go? How are we going to use this wisely? Obviously. But I think that, like, for so long, I've been so obsessed with, like, chasing wealth and, like, chasing money that it's like, I had this moment where I got an influx of money into my account. I looked at it. I was like, I literally feel no ways. I what did this change for me? You know, yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like really, like, it's really chasing your passions and, like, years of cumulative hard work and success that's going to change you.
Not only that, like, I, again, can receive an influx of money and be excited for, like, a little bit. And then, like, I can also go to my nano's house and, like, actually feel a change in, like, my shift in mood and things change.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying from the spiritual level. Like, what actually changes? Money is just, like, another form of energy, which brings me to the question of, what are those hidden costs and repercussions of constantly chasing financial success? I've been in this position where,
like, it just makes you greedy.
It just
makes you an ugly person. Sorry. I don't mean like ugly. Like, it just, I feel like it just,
it's not relatable either.
When I think of me, like, chasing money, like, oh, I have never been like that. Like, I've said on the podcast before, I obviously like money and I'm ambitious. I've never been money hungry though. Like, it's not the first thing that I want to, like, oh my God, I got to get this and this. And I've been called, like, lazy for it, or, like, not ambitious for it. And, like, oh, why aren't you more like your sister who's very, like, money motivated and hungry. And it's kind of like, cause that doesn't drive me. So I've taken time to kind of, like, sit with them. Like, that's fine. That doesn't drive me. Like, it's okay if I'm not driven by that. Like, I have other drivers in life that motivate me. But when I do think of myself as if I were money hungry, I just feel like it's a sense of, like, greed. And then it's something that you're always dependent on. And when you don't have it, it's like, now what?
I literally used to feel like whenever I would talk to someone, I would think, like, I wonder how much money they have in their bank account. Like, it was sick. Like, I would literally think that. I'd be like, I would, like, not, I don't know why.
That's like,
yeah, it was bad. Like, and I would, it was almost like I would equate my worth comparative to somebody else's based on, like, how much money you have. And it was weird because I think, like, I just always thought, like, success equals having a lot of money for some reason. Mm-hmm. And, like, I truly don't believe that anymore. And of course, like you said, some people say, like, I am a little bit, like, I don't know, ambitious in that way, but I don't care. Like, I'm fine with that. And I think it's good to be ambitious, but chasing dollar signs all the time.
There's a difference between chasing dollar signs and chasing ambition and being ambitious.
But you can be ambitious. That's what I'm saying. Chasing dollar signs all the time instead of chasing your passions means that you're going to silo yourself into a box and you're just going to end up being a shell of yourself. Like, let's say you're chasing dollar signs all the time and you pick a profession that can make you the most money and you pursue that. You work hard to pursue that. And now you are a surgeon, you're a plastic surgeon, okay? But you have no time to spend with your family and you actually really like horseback riding, but you can never do it. But you have a lot of money and you don't really like being a plastic surgeon. So it's like, then what? Now you're feeling more empty than you ever have before.
Yeah.
Of course, this is not to say that there's people out there who, like, maybe there's people out there who genuinely like that, but that's the point. It's like, are you chasing passion or are you chasing success? And, like, I'll tell you guys a story, which I haven't
said something before though.
Yeah.
I think there's, like, again, a difference between chasing dollar signs and chasing it. Like, Ambitious is being ambitious is not.
But I think being ambitious is chasing passions. I don't think being.
Yeah, but you can also be ambitious. I don't know if I was going
to
say now.
You can want, I think it's fine to want money and be like,
no, I was going to say, some people will be like, oh, you don't want to make a lot of money. You're not ambitious. It's two totally different things. Because I can be ambitious, but like, I don't know.
Want to make a difference in the world.
Yeah. Want to just like not make money and go volunteer all my days and not care if I make $14 an hour. That's my ambition though. My ambition is like providing a better space for dogs or volunteering and helping something. That's my ambition. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
it's not mutually exclusive, I don't feel.
Yeah. And I think it goes both ways. I think ambition can mean you also want money too. Like that's like me. Like I'm ambitious to make a certain amount by the time I'm 30 years old. Like I am, but I'm not chasing that as like my driving force. And I think that that's the difference. And I'll tell you guys a story. I don't know if I told it on here before, but I think I'm like far enough away from it happening. I was in a point in my career where I was like, I'm not making enough money. And an opportunity came up where it was like a really big pay bump. And this was when like I wasn't focused on like having things on the side for myself and like not just climbing the corporate ladder. I mean, just climbing the corporate ladder. And so when I got this offer for a really, really like big change in salary, I didn't even think about it. I was just like, yeah, of course. Like I'm 25, 26 years old. And I'm going to make that much money. Of course, I'm going to take that opportunity. So I took it. And guess what? It took up literally all of my time from the moment I woke up. I was thinking about work and then I got there and then I was just like working all day. Didn't even have time to like eat or breathe sometimes. Maybe because I wasn't at the level that the role required. And I kind of just, again, like jumped the gun and was like, I want the money. So I don't even care. Like I'll learn. I don't care if it takes me 4 months and I'm like miserable, but I was seriously miserable. So I quit. Like I literally quit without a backup plan, which Fran was surprised. I already know, even though she won't say it. I think everyone was surprised I did that because that is not like me.
I
wasn't surprised.
I gave you the advice that you jumped the gun though. Like I kind of knew when I said,
but you were surprised that I actually quit without a backup plan. By backup plan, I mean like another 9-to-5 job lined up.
Oh my God, my voice is cracked. I said to you, I do feel like you're taking this because of whatever the money and also because you want to impress people in our life. Like I feel like it's not actually because of what you want to do. And I said, and you're like, no. And then I knew that you didn't like it. And I said, you should just like, who care? I think I'm the one who said like, because you were like, well, I'm not going to, what if people are like, oh, you quit now what you do? I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, like I was kind of just like, what the, like I need, like it was almost what's like your my job defined
who
me.
Who cares?
Like, it was almost like my 9-to-5 job defined me. But I didn't realize what else I had. I had a podcast I could be working on. I had side clients that I work on at freelance. I had my real estate license. Like I had all these other things that would keep me busy and keep me going and stuff to work towards that wasn't just like my 9-to-5. So I quit without a backup plan. And ever since I quit that and I started chasing my passions, another opportunity came to me where I'm able to make the money, but also like be in a really good place and a really happy place with where I am in my career. And it took me almost like snapping out of the mindset and sticking in that job that I really didn't like. And again, it wasn't for the people or anything. It was just the work. I didn't like it. It wasn't for me. And no matter how much money it was, I couldn't do it. You know what I mean? And now I'm in a way better place and I found an opportunity. It was almost like the universe was like, you know what? You learned your lesson. Here's like good money and like a good opportunity like for you to work like a 9-to-5 job and that you'll like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like if I stuck through that, I think I don't even know. I would have been like down
bad.
That's
what I mean about chasing dollar signs.
But anyways, I want to tell a story because I feel like I never told it on here before only because like I don't want people to feel weird. Like I don't want anyone to see it and be like, you know what I mean?
No.
Like people I used to work with or something and be like, you were
why myself. Does that make them feel weird? If it makes them feel weird, it's a them problem. Like, the heck?
So what, okay, talking about spending money, I always talk to people about what, like if you were to make a big purchase, what would you make your purchase on? For me, I don't give a shit about like a luxury handbag. I there's people who do and I think that that's on them. But like, if you were to ask me if I wanted to buy the new Chanel bag or if I wanted to go on a vacation, I'd go pick vacation.
I'm picking vacation every single time. I don't even care if it's not like a luxurious vacation. I would go on vacation to like explore, I don't know, Costa Rica and like just try, you know what I mean? Like, or even just like Arizona or I don't know. Not, it doesn't have to be anything like spectacular. I would choose vacation every single time over like an expensive piece of clothing.
Same.
I think it's more so for me in my mindset, clothing wavers. Again, there's trends all the time. Like,
experiences last a lifetime. Like, I swear. Yeah,
and experience will never, also travel and like experiences will never go out of style. Like, it just, something that you can kind of like capture all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say I don't like, you know, nice clothing. Like, yeah, but.
Anyways, I just want to have a talk about money because I've been thinking about it lately. And I'm honestly proud of the way that my mindset has been towards it. And I feel like, again, this circles back to the beginning of the conversation where we talked about where we talked about lack mindset. Because yeah. like I had that mindset when it came to money. I was always like, it's not enough. Like, I don't have enough for this. I don't have enough for that. And as soon as I snapped out of like, stop letting like the lack thereof define my day to day and like consume my mind, more things start to come to me. And now I'm able to.
Okay, but that goes back to lack mindset too. It all comes.
So I'm just saying.
Full circle.
That's what I just said. It's the.
Well, that's all kind of led into each other.
Yeah, I know.
Storyline.
Anyways, thank you for watching, everybody. Next week, I think.
Wait, I have one.
Oh.
Our outro sucks. We need a new outro. We're just okay, like, okay, guys, bye.
What the fuck are we supposed to say?
I think by the time
we're like trailing off, people are like, okay, tuned out.
Yeah, but I have one thing I want to say. It's kind of random, but I found a new toxic trait of mine, and that's not retaining people's names when they tell me their name. It's like I'll talk to them. I'll be like, oh yeah, what's your name? And they'll be like, yeah, so-and-so. And then I'll like zone out. That sounds so
bad. You know the movie House Bunny where they're like, she's like, what's your name? And they're like, Emma. And she's like, Emma.
Yeah, I know, but like, I'll. Can
that's what you have to do. Me? If someone says my name's Emma. No,
someone will say like, my name is like Matthias or whatever. I don't know. And then I'll be like, why is it Matthias? I think it's Love Island. There's like a Matthias on Love Island.
Yeah.
Matthew, whatever. But when they say Matthew, my brain will like, I'll like not care for a second. I'm like, oh, just shut off. And then like.
So you don't remember what their name was?
No. So bad. Anyways, I don't know why I thought about that.
Have you been juicing celery juice?
No.
Oh.
Does that have anything to do with that?
No.
I've been drinking a lot of cranberries.
That's nice.
All right, guys. That's it for today's episode. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, let us know what you guys want to see.
And stop being mean to us on YouTube.
And stop being mean to us on YouTube Shorts. We did nothing to you. And people just take everything seriously. That's fine. We love our haters. But anyways, like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what you guys want to see. And leave us a review because it really helps us out, like on Apple and Spotify and all that jazz. And
thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Yeah.